First, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, has made headlines this year simply trying to justify its existence. In February, a U.S. appeals court in Washington staved off a decision that would have allowed the independent head of the agency, Richard Cordray, to report to and therefore be fired by President Trump.
Despite that victory, the agency hasn't left the crosshairs of the Hill. Jeb Hensarling, chairman of House Financial Services Committee, has called Cordray a, quote, dictator and introduced the Financial Choice Act, which would dismantle the agency along with Dodd-Frank, which authorized the agency's existence from the beginning. In the meantime, though, the six-year-old agency, which promises to take action on unfair, deceptive, and abusive acts or practices for consumers in the financial sector, forges ahead.
Now, Arizona PIRG Education Fund with the Frontier Group have released a new report, Protecting Those Who Serve, which reveals that the leading source of debt collection abuses the CFPB currently receives are from current military service members and veterans. And we're joined now by Diane Brown, the executive director of the Arizona Public Interest and Research Group, or PIRG. Diane, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. So I want to start with just sort of the recourse that those facing unscrupulous debt collectors have. What can service members do?
Well, there's a number of things. One of the key points is that the CFPB really is a good one-stop shop for service members and for other consumers. If someone has found themselves at the end of a bad deal or excessive debt collection calls, they can contact the CFPB, file a complaint. The CFPB will review that complaint, get in touch with the agency, and in many instances, they have taken action that has led to close to $12 billion now in relief to consumers from various enforcement. They've helped over 29 million consumers overall because of their actions. And so we really encourage service members and in other Arizonans to make sure if they feel like they're at the end of a unscrupulous deal or some type of harassment because of a debt trying to be collected, especially if it's not theirs in the first place, that they reach out and they get restitution.
Diane, how big a problem is this in Arizona?
Well, Arizona has logged in over 1,200 complaints just from service members. One of the concerns that we've had is that service members and veterans are particularly vulnerable to some of these deceptive and dishonest practices from credit card companies, debt collectors, mortgage companies, and others. And at a time where we're counting on them to protect us, we also need to make sure that we are protecting them. And when they are being reassigned, when they are being deployed, when they are in combat situations, the last thing that they should have on their mind is trying to clear up their credit or deal with an issue financially that really wasn't theirs to be dealing with in the first place.
Can you explain that, though? Why are service members more at risk for financial fraud?
It's a great question. I think for a couple of reasons, we find that many service members are young and managing their finances for the first time. They are typically concentrated on military bases, and so that helps make it easier for bad actors to target them. They are, as I mentioned, frequently being relocated or deployed, and so many unscrupulous actors may think that that's a good place to go after them because they're more likely going to want to deal with any situation that is before them that could negatively impact their credit. We also have found that veterans are oftentimes targeted because they have a guaranteed income and they may have issues with physical or mental health, and anyone who reaches out claiming to be in the service of helping veterans, there may be more apt on the part of the service member or the veteran to want to be able to interact with them.
Okay. And why compile and release this study now? Is this to do with the Financial Choice Act?
Well, this is a series of reports that we've looked at regarding the CFPB and consumer complaints that have come in. We've done reports on medical debt, on student loan servicing, and on other issues. So this is part of a series of reports. It does happen to fall in a week when we expect a vote to be happening in Congress as early as tomorrow on the Financial Choice Act, which we dubbed the Wrong Choice Act. And we're particularly concerned that service members and other Arizonans and all Americans could lose some protections that we've really grown to appreciate and that have been there for us. And so we urge members of the Arizona delegation to say no to H.R. 10 and to instead continue to help allow the CFPB to do its job and to help protect consumers.
Diane Brown is the executive director of the Arizona Public Interest Research Group. Diane, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.